The Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show where quality is not job one. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The Scope wastes her time with a retrospective. Earl attempts a verbal coup on the show. And Adam is missing. Foul play has not been ruled out.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 7 of The Scope. This is a special edition for us. I would call this our retrospective.
Yes.
But before we get into it, let's talk about who's sitting here with me. As always, we've got Jared.
How's it going, Shane?
Technomaster.
Yes.
It's going great. And filling in for Adam today, we have the craziest of crazy. It's our good friend Earl. Everybody loves him. Thank you, Earl, for showing up.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a wonderful pleasure to be here.
How did you manage the great distance? How did you get here so quickly?
I got my car and I drove.
No rocket pack?
No. Jimmy Olsen is borrowing that currently to look for Superman.
Okay, well there you go. Well, apparently Adam is a little too good for this show, since it is our retrospective, our best of, our classic bits show.
No, it's nothing to do with it.
So he says, I've had enough, I'll be off.
So if it's the best of, you're going to cut all his singing, right?
Oh, snap.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Yep. I'm just kidding.
And me without my sound effects.
Very good. So a couple...
Naked.
We should also mention that this is actually a beta test of the mobile rig, so you might be noticing a change in sound quality temporarily.
We are recording from the Scoop Studio Delta.
Yes, it's the Delta base.
Yeah, we've got many other studios all across the country, but we're in Delta base, right?
In case we need to go into hiding.
Now, I have to say, Shane, much like you have an amazing technician and janitor. He has this whole gear on his back, and there's antennas and everything, and he's walking around with a mic hitting us both at the same time.
And if I hit the right combination of switches, I play Little Elfin Boy. What's that song?
He looks like a mega Ghostbuster.
I've actually got my wife, Carrie, in the back on a bike, and she's actually pedaling to give us power.
Yes.
Just like at the Science Museum.
Just like
it's a very green.
Yep.
And we have to put up with Chris Hovan looking at us.
That's right. No one knows what that's all about, and we won't get into it. The only other note of interest to everyone is that continuing in, was it last week's show or 2 weeks? Two shows ago, we are all drinking, or at least Jared and myself are enjoying a cold one tonight.
There you go.
I finished my cold one.
So, this is the show where we look back on everything that we've done that's great and kind of package all the good stuff together and maybe give you a little bit of background, sort of a director's commentary, if you will.
And Shane, for all the people groaning in the audience that they're not getting a full quality Scope show today, can you tell them why we're doing this particular variation?
Well, thank you for that very natural segue. in 1 week's time, we will be at the local science fiction convention. I think the biggest in the particular state of Minnesota. This particular state,
I think it's
Minnesota.
The biggest in the upper Midwest.
Yeah, upper Midwest.
The Northwest.
That is correct.
The Pacific Northwest is actually eclipsed by the Midwest in its greatness.
So, yeah, this is a really big deal, and we've kind of been working our way up to this show.
Yes.
We're going to bring it on the road. We're going to do what we can there for a live show. I don't know what it's
going to be. We'll be as live as a podcast can really be,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, a podcast is never live, really.
Live to computer hard drive.
Exactly. So, well, yeah.
I got to say.
Uh-oh, interrupting.
No, I'm sorry, but people should be happy that you're actually taking the time to do this for the best of show. Most guys say, here's the best of show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, but you guys are like, no, we love you people that much.
There's actually some new original content.
I feel loved.
Consider us just rambling on content.
It's beautiful.
That's personally.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Everything I say is content.
It is.
Perfect for packaging and throwing at the masses.
He just takes the love right out of it, doesn't he?
He does. He absolutely drains the room. So, yeah, in 1 week's time, we're going to be at this convention, and we're going to do some interviews and do some live stuff there. And I think we'll carry over some of our regular segments of the show, but we'll be doing it live in front of a studio audience, if you want to call it a studio, being by
I think
a pool.
We'll be doing it live in front of a bunch of hotel guests looking at us with great disdain.
Exactly.
I will be drunk and in my Captain Kirk costume fighting anybody that... look different.
Yeah, I think that will be the...
So, a regular Saturday night for you.
Exactly.
A regular Saturday night, except I'm in a Kirk shirt.
So, a regular Saturday night for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Boy, Earl, you're really taking over the show today. We love it.
Exactly.
Look, if this is a best of show, why isn't it over yet?
Yikes. Anyway, so...
I'm kidding.
You can leave now.
He is very nasty.
The guest seat has been revoked.
Very nasty.
The scope is beautiful.
No, I don't like him anymore.
And now Shane.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to next week's mega show. I think that's going to be a turning point for us, and it should be a great thing.
Yeah.
And anyway, let's get this show moving on. I mean, one of our big complaints is we're never fast enough, or at least it's an internal complaint that we never have a fast enough show. So let's get the best of retrospective going with... Jared, and something he's going to share with our audience.
Jared. Yeah, as part of the festivities, I think we're going to play a little more music today. I got three songs for you. We're going to kick it off first from the PodSafe Music Network. This is the Hush Sound with Crawling Towards the Sun on the Scope.
Listen in as friends and family of the Scope talk about how the creators of the show, each in their own special way, impacted and inspired their lives.
This is Jared's sister, Erin. When we were growing up, I used to laugh at Jared all the time. Not because he was funny. He wet the bed until he was 13. It's more sad than funny. But when you live on the streets and your next meal is coming from the dumpster behind Shakey's Pizza, you make light where you can. You're listening to The Scope.
Thanks for sharing. If you'd like to tell the world how The Scope has changed your life for the better, send your audio comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. Now, back to The Scope.
Welcome back to The Scope. Thanks for sticking around. This is The Scope Retrospective. It's the episode where we dig through all of our classic bits and present them to you in a edited and exciting manner.
Yes.
I'm sitting here with Earl and Jared, and We're going to be talking about the first bit that we actually did for the show. I'd like to call it the Scope Demo Reel.
Ah, that's a good name.
Yeah, so like pretty much what, if you are a new listener, what we did for the first show was we kind of created a whole fantasy situation where we showed, where we played three or four different bits showing what the show could sound like, so in different styles, if you will.
Exactly.
And, was it the fantasy come true for you?
I mean, it was actually quite a bit of fun, and considering we hadn't recorded anything for the show before, there was...
Yeah, it was our first shot at even doing anything remotely podcasty.
Yep. And so we did it beforehand, and...
So it was meant to be a goof, meant to be a joke,
mm-hmm.
but it really was... Our first attempt at it.
Yeah, it was trial by fire.
And so by the end of this, I should say, wow, look how far these men have come. They're no longer boys. They're men.
I think that's one way of looking at it.
Sure.
But that's what fantasies begin.
Are you judging us by our manhood?
I don't know.
I don't even know about that.
So how about that Brokeback Mountain?
Anyway, so...
Let's leave that one alone.
I segued with anyway, but... Really, I mean, it was kind of one of those things where, we were doing this, and at least I didn't have very good mic technique, and I didn't really know what I was doing, so everything was very uncomfortable, and, I mean, it's still uncomfortable, because you can hear it just by me talking how terrible yes. it is, but it was really bad back then. But I think we all kind of pulled together and ended up with a fairly funny bit, and I think it legitimized the show from day one. So without further ado... Let's play the Scope Demo Reel.
So, well, let's kick off this show by looking backwards first. The Scope was not this finely tuned, this finely crafted program you're listening to right now.
Oh, heavens no.
Yeah, it went through a couple of permutations, and we were smart enough to record those test runs. The first test run we have is just kind of us getting used to being on the mic and throwing something down there that might be considered a little too standard, a little too generic, but we'll let you guys... be the judge. So let's play that.
Okay. Well, I guess we can go whenever.
Okay.
Because we're rolling now, so.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Jared, Shane, and Adam's Hot the Podcast.
Hi.
That's Jared over there.
Hi.
Adam isn't here right now. He's off being sized for a new yarmulke, so hopefully. Dude, man, it's not that funny. Anyway, we got some really awesome stuff coming up, Jared.
Awesome.
Some sweet stuff. We're going to be doing some music reviews. I just picked up the latest Mariah Carey. Oh, careful, don't hit that mic, Jared.
Sorry.
I got the new Mariah Carey album. It's got some hot...
Oh, it's falling over, crap.
Sorry. It's got some...
Oh, jeez.
It's got some hot tracks on it. I think that she's working with Ludacris.
Testing. I'm sorry.
Jared is going to be talking about his new favorite show. It's on... the WB network. It's called Everwood.
I don't see that on my sheet here.
Well, you're going to be talking about it because otherwise it's going to suck.
Can we pause? Because I don't even know what I'm doing.
Okay, we'll be right back after this messages.
Wow,
this messages, huh?
Yeah, so many things wrong. So many things wrong with that.
Okay. Yet still better than the KS95 morning show.
Wow. Oh. Right? Taking it right down on Greg and Cheryl. For all of the out-of-state listeners, we apologize for those local flair jokes, but we're going to do it. Yeah, I don't know how far off that is from what our show is going to be, but...
I hope we're so much better than that.
Yeah. I would like to point out that that did include the first Adam equals Jew reference. Yeah. One of many.
Yeah. But are you glad that you weren't a part of that?
Yes.
That effort,
Adam? Oh, you have no idea.
I think my favorite part was how my voice sounded like I was on Vicodin.
My favorite part was when everything started falling over.
Did you like my girlish laughter? I'm not sure what happened there.
Well, you'll have to deal with that on your own.
Yeah. I'm in therapy for it.
So... that was not our first attempt at a Scope-like show, and the problem was Jared recognized immediately that that wasn't going to work, and he...
there was trouble.
Yeah, he decided to push his will on everybody else and went for a show that was a little bit more of an old-school type rap situation. I'm not really sure what he was after.
I'd like to get in touch with my roots.
Well, let's see what your roots sound like, Jared.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Jazzy J in the f***ing house, that's right. Nothing but old school beats. Hit the street. Cause I got 2 feet. That's what I'm talking about. To my left, my boy. Shane Dog, say something now.
Hey, dogs. You guys fucking rule.
Yeah, that's the That's what I'm talking about. Couldn't make it today because we do this on the Sabbath, and my boy don't play on the Sabbath. MC A-Bomb.
We missed you, A-Bomb.
That's right. Get that taken care of, man. All right. Gonna play some cool stuff for you now. Got some LL Cool J. Got some Fat Boys.
They're totally fat.
Damn right they are.
They're big.
You tell it straight, man. You know what time it is.
Yeah, it's 2:45.
All right, we'll be back after this with more dope for ya.
What does dope mean? Dog. Nice work, Jared.
We kind of had a foul mouth, but, you know, I still think we might have gone a little more in that direction, but Obviously it was overruled.
Continuing in the pattern of Adam not being there. Where were you, Adam? Was it really was it really Passover?
Apparently, I was celebrating the mother effing Sabbath. So,
making
number two right there.
Making your mom proud.
I liked how excited you are, Shane, to be present for something like that.
Well, you know, I was getting in touch with my roots.
Also,
too.
Jared, you can't call someone your boy when
I can't. Oh, I'll put that down.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was part two in the Scope's quest for identity. And now to finish the comedy triumvirate, we're going to go to the part where I really embarrass myself, and you'll hear my attempt at bringing the Scope to a more pointed and exciting direction. So let's hear it. Hey everybody, welcome to The Nasty. This is Shane, your host. The Nasty is the rudest, sickest, most sexually depraved podcast on the internet. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Jared.
My name is Beetlejuice.
We're missing the third guy in the group. That's Adam.
Holy jeez.
He's off at his nephew's bar mitzvah. Hopefully we'll see him next time. Now, we've got a great show coming up for you. I cannot wait for it. First of all, we're going to have Crystal and Honey, the one-armed strippers.
Thank you.
We're going to cover them in Vaseline and throw rotten fish at them. They're going to stink it up all over the place, and it's going to be sexy and hot.
You should take it, honey.
After that, jerk-off Johnny comes into the studio. He's the cross-eyed midget. I don't know what he's going to get into, but it's probably going to smell like shit. But to get the show started, we're talking to our special guest star, Tracy. Tracy, what are you in the studio for today?
Well...
Forget it. I want to see you topless. I want to see it now. I want to see it quickly. What is it going to take?
Dude, I'm a guy. Why do you want to see my
We'll be back with rotten fish and strippers after the break. You're listening to The Nasty. I think what really made that comedy bit work was the fact I didn't realize there was a man sitting across from me. You know, please, take off your shirt.
You need to have a little more practice at identifying people, I think.
Clearly desperate. So anyway...
maybe not the right direction for us.
No, maybe a little too crass.
I don't like that. According to you guys, the only thing I offer to the show is that I'm Jewish. That's it.
Well, now you know why you're
here. Well, you did put it on your resume.
Yeah. We're really here for Jewish education because...
Judas education.
Judas education, because we know nothing
That's
about
foreshadowing.
It. That is. So everyone take notes and prepare for that possibly later in the show. Anyway, so we don't really know what the show is going to be like at the end of the day, but hopefully it will be entertaining and fun and all that jazz. So let's actually kick this off. We've got some great stuff coming up in just a couple of minutes. I think we have some reviews and possibly our first comedic bit. So, we'll see you back in a second.
Oh,
Hey, that was Dead Ender from Bubble. You can find them on the PodSafe Music Network. Back to you, Shane.
Thanks, Jared. So our classic bit number two that we're going to be spitting for you here in just a minute will be the Tom Cruise interview.
A lot of
positive feedback on this one. It was surprising that the guy made the time and the effort to sit down with us at the Scope.
So you'd say this is one of the best bits. I mean, this one was really funny.
Yes, this was.
I loved this bit.
Yes. I think it was more heartwarming than funny.
It was heartwarming. I mean, I shouldn't say funny. I was amazed how you pulled it off. Honest. You guys gave him a tone of voice.
Yeah, we got to learn a lot about Tom Cruise that you wouldn't get from other sources.
Yeah, absolutely.
His technical side, his geeky side, his nerdy side.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have too much to say about this, except that this was one interview that our good friend Adam, who is not here because he's too good for the show, he really felt that this one was not going to work.
Is there a Jewish holiday today?
I think there Bar Mitzvah?
What?
Possibly. Quite possibly.
I think that's what's going on. But yeah, Adam was very skeptical that Tom Cruise would sit down with us and add an opinion that hasn't been heard before and make it fresh and fun, and he did, and I think at the end of the day Adam was impressed with what happened. So
here's the thing about Mr. Cruise. All you gotta do is ask.
All you have to do is ask.
I think people, he's so high on a pedestal, people think he'll never talk to me.
If I'm drowning?
But if you ask.
If you ask.
Just ask Mr. Cruise.
And I say this
when you sit down and talk to me.
I say this from personal experience. It's like the hottest chick at a bar.
Exactly.
Who's never gets talked to because she's so hot that men are
terrified.
Scared.
Yeah. She goes home and she watches this old worn out VHS copy of Steel Magnolias over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Just hoping someone will ask for her number. Mm-hmm.
And I did, and look where I am, married with children.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Real quick, I got one Tom Cruise.
Better make this quick.
It is quick. I was the guy that he saved from drowning. If anybody remembers that news story, how he saved the kid from drowning, that was me.
So that was you.
I just kept my secret identity, but I got to bring it out here. It's all coming out on the Scope.
Anyway, let's.
Wow.
And with that, let's listen to what Tom Cruise had to say to me on the Scope.
Now it's time for the Scope exclusive interview. We ask the hard-hitting questions, even if you don't want us to.
Hey everyone, this is Shane from The Scope. I had the great fortune of sitting across from Tom Cruise. He is a megastar. This man has starred in movies, Top Gun, Risky Business, War of the Worlds. He's been around for 20 years, and this summer, his next film, Mission Impossible 3, is sure to take theaters by storm. Tom, it's fantastic you've made time to speak with me. I know our Scope listeners are really going to appreciate it. Now, I'm a little nervous, so what about you?
No, I'm excited. I'm really excited. It feels a little unreal. You know, because it's really beautiful.
I totally agree with you. It is really beautiful, and I think this is going to be a great interview. Now, I have to warn you before we get going, the Scope isn't your typical podcast. We deal with a little bit more of the geek culture, and one thing that really interests us is video games. You've been in a few video games for Mission Impossible. I'm wondering, do you play these games?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Now, I'm a big fan of the Xbox 360, speaking of video games. Have you managed to get your hands on one?
Yes.
Now, they're a little bit tricky to set up, especially for, you know, guys that are maybe a little over the hill. Did you have any problems with setting up?
I know. No, it's cool. Don't worry. I read the manual. I got it all under control here.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you can play that, and probably in high definition as well. But, you know, a game that just came out for the Xbox 360 was Tomb Raider, and it's been getting pretty good reviews. Have you had a chance to play it?
Oh yeah.
Oh really? Well, what'd you think?
It was many different things. It was a roller coaster ride. It was a different world too.
Well, that's pretty high praise from a superstar actor like yourself.
So again, it's not like anything else.
Oh well, that's even higher praise. Would you say that other folks should check this game out?
I say, now there's some fun.
Yeah, you know, between you and me, that Laura Croft is kind of a hottie. Do you know, you ever check her out a little bit? Come on, Tom, we're all guys here.
You know, probably not any more than some guys, do you know what I'm saying?
I do, but don't you worry Kate is going to catch you?
I do, and I always have to be careful when I'm talking, thinking, you know, not to say.
Yeah. You know that Angelina Jolie played Laura Croft in the Tomb Raider movies.
Yes.
Yeah. She's a pretty hot gal. Do you ever try to steal her away from Brad Pitt?
No. No. No.
Well, that's not what the tabloids are saying, Tom.
That's ridiculous, okay? It's just ridiculous.
Tom, I hate to get into this, but I think everybody wants to know about the tabloids. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about the rumors that are out there?
What would you like to know?
Okay, I'll make it short and simple. But I'll just read a story. You tell me if it's true or not. I'll start with your relationship with Katie Holmes. Is that nothing but a front? Is it a fake?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait a second, Tom. Are you saying you aren't interested in women?
I say the best thing is read a book and find out for yourself.
Okay, let me ask you this, then. When was the last time you kissed a girl?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a long time. Long, long time.
Man, I gotta tell you, this is a little confusing to me. After your crazy couch-jumping moment with Oprah, and I've read in some of the tabloids that there might be a romantic connection between the two of you. You care to comment on that?
You know, she is extraordinary. She's like you, that she's got this spirit, really, has that sense of adventure.
Oh, really?
She loves cupcakes.
Cupcakes? How much does she eat?
Actually, we were just talking about it last night. I just looked at her. I said, you know, here she is, this beautiful belly and just glowing woman.
What's Oprah saying about this whole thing?
She's going to make noise. She's going to make noise.
Well, Tom, I think I've grilled you enough on these tabloid rumors. Let's move on to something a little bit more fun, a little bit more exciting. Now, I hate to be self-indulgent, but I was hoping to ask you a few questions about our lovely podcast, The Scope. What do you think of it?
Here's the thing. I'm really not even going to dignify this.
Oh, come on, Tom. Go ahead and tell me.
I honestly didn't really even know about it. I didn't even know about it. I'm working, making my movie. I've got my family. I've got things. I don't know about it. I work. I'm busy.
Okay, well, from what you do know, could you tell me what you think of me?
You're glib.
Ouch. Well, what about our technical wizard, Jared?
He hadn't seen any of my films or anything like that.
I guess that's a reason to hate him. Finally, there's Adam. Any opinions on this guy?
He really... It was interesting. He didn't really know how to help. And sometimes his help hurt. Do you know what I mean? You know, have you ever been in that where someone's help makes something worse?
Okay, well... Well, I think that pretty much says it all. But, you know, something about Adam is he's Jewish. Is it possible for a Jew to be a Scientologist?
You can be Catholic and be a Scientologist. You can be Jewish and be a Scientologist.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think Adam will file that away and use it for later. Now, I hate to cause problems, but between you and me, Adam's been talking a little bit, and he said that this interview might be a little cheesy and that talking to you is a practice in idiocy. Do you have any opinions on that? Do you think it's a goof?
I don't think so at all. You know, I think that it's a very serious subject, and I think that maybe some people haven't been intense enough about it in the first place.
Oh, point taken. It seems like you have some strong opinions about Adam. Is there anything else you want to add?
How does a man who does what he does for a living have a personal life?
Tom, I don't want to focus all the interview on the Scope Show. I know you're running out of time, so we need to try to wrap this up. But before you go, let's do the Scope rapid-fire Q&A. This is the part of the interview where I'll ask you a bunch of questions, and you just answer as quickly as possible. Do you think you're up for this?
That's a personal decision that someone's going to make.
Well, what's your personal decision?
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Let's start this off. Tom, who's smarter, boys or girls?
Boy or girl?
Come on, you know.
I do, and I always have to be careful.
Well, I think that's fair. Tom, can you laugh like a crazy Scientology crackpot? Saddam Hussein, what's your take on this guy?
I felt bad for him.
Really? If you could say anything to him, what would it be?
Mostly I just want him to know he's okay.
That's very caring. Finally, evolution. True or not true?
No, none of that's true. None of it.
Tom, I can see by the look on your publicist's face that we need to wrap this thing up. Before we go, is there anything else you want to say to your fans out there in Scopeland?
It's been lovely. I have to go.
Okay. Well, thanks for being abrupt, Tom.
I want to extend my deepest and greatest gratitude to Tom Cruise, the man, the superstar actor, the fake religious zealot. It was fantastic that he could spend some time with me. Don't forget, everyone, Mission Impossible 3, in theaters everywhere.
People are starting to talk about the scope. Even the upper crust of Hollywood has taken notice. Here's what the stars and starlets of Tinseltown are saying about our modest little podcast. Will Ferrell.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel.
Tracy Morgan.
Man, I don't know what the f*** you just said, little kid. But you're special, man.
Steve Carell.
You f***ing asshole! I hate you! I hate you!
Thanks, famous people. Now, back to the scope.
Oh, yeah, we're back. We're back with the scope, everybody. So, for the third bit that is selected, it's actually not a bit. I think this is going to prove once and for all that we're just not about, you know, pre-planned funny little bits. We actually can add a contribution just in regular conversation.
In the vernacular of the times, we can bring it.
We can bring it. And for those not familiar with the scope, we have a segment at the end. It's called Under the Scope, which we cover, you know, latest news headlines, movies, reviews, that sort of thing. And one of the stories that came up in a previous episode of the scope was about the Nerd Fight Club, and that was basically a bunch of Silicon Valley guys that are beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. They feel like superheroes.
Yeah, they feel like superheroes. So pretty much just, you know, skinny guys breaking each other's bones and hitting each other with vases and
scraped knuckles.
Exactly. And this is kind of a good bit for us because, you know, we had a packed house that day. Our Earl was in the house. Al, our music critic, was in the house.
My pal, Al.
And it was absolutely crazy. So, yeah, let's listen in as the full spectrum of scope guests and hosts talk about the Nerd Fight Club.
So let's start this off with the news and our good friend, Adam. Adam?
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on in the world of news?
A few things. First thing we're going to look at today, we're going to actually look at it. We have video.
We're looking at it. You aren't, America.
There's a new phenomenon sweeping the country, and it's nerd fight clubs.
Nice use of the singular.
Thank you. Phenomena.
What is this nerd fight club?
It's a thing that's been going on mostly in Southern California. You know where all the nerds are.
Yep.
They're not here. Where
rich nerds.
Guys that are, you know, you call desk jockeys, are getting together to get out their frustrations, beating the crap out of each other.
Like they get to be superheroes, essentially.
Yeah. Right. In fact, there's a quote from a psychologist in this news story where they kind of explain why they're doing it. You get to be a superhero for a night. We have to go to work every day. We're consistently told to buy things we don't need, and just for a couple hours, we have the freedom to do what we want.
Take that, consumerism.
Right. I have a problem with this because I don't think that it can be so easily explained. I think that it has nothing at all to do with the, you know, plastic IKEA world that we live in, and it has everything to do with that you get a rush out of beating people up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you sure it's not video games that are causing people to be violent?
There's also a psychologist saying that.
Another one, of course. The so-called psychologist.
Right. No,
men involved in these fight clubs often carry bottled up violent impulses learned in childhood from video games, cartoons, and movies, says
crap.
Michael Mensah.
Earl, you're a violent person.
And
would you ever join a fight club?
Yeah, because you know what? It's not about...
It's very exciting.
I'm sorry. This has got to be
if the five
dumbest
of us,
thing
can
I've
we
ever
start
heard.
One?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, next week, everyone, we'll be starting the Scope Fight Club.
Yeah. By
bring
invitation only.
I'll and fight anybody
Al
in this room.
I'll organize it. Al will organize it.
No, there's
He's
no money. There's no money. You just do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You do it for the sheer thrill of it.
The one thing that...
For the love of violence.
That I was surprised about. Mm-hmm. I guess not surprised because I'm so cynical, but...
You're
right.
Never
I'm not glib.
You're never surprised about anything.
Right.
You're always expecting
is that
it.
There's, so these are adults that are doing this. And,
yes.
You know,
so-called
adults. They had interviewed... they had asked the police a question, you know, like, are you going to... You know, intervene, mm-hmm. and for the most part, they say no. If no one's going to the hospital, and they're doing this on private property, and it's consenting adults, that you know, we wouldn't do anything, which I like. But
oh, yeah.
There was a one one bit where they say, earlier this month in Arlington, Texas, a high school student who didn't want to participate was beaten so badly that he suffered a brain hemorrhage and broken vertebrae.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
But
that's a Fight Club. They enjoyed it.
So that happened. Then, the follow-up, six teenagers were arrested after DVDs of the fight appeared online. So, before the DVDs went into production...
It was okay.
It was okay. But afterwards, then it's not okay to profit from it.
Since it is a nerd fight club, they actually hit each other with slide rules and scientific calculations.
What is the first rule of nerd fight club?
Why is it called nerd fight club? What's the
don't
difference?
Blog about fight club.
Don't blog about...
Very thank nice, you. Jared. I'm here all week.
And the line of the night.
There's no... I mean, no one's technically calling it that. That's just my...
Okay, because it's like when they say, oh, wait, you played football. You're not allowed to join our nerd fight. You play tennis.
What? Nerd fight. What?
But I like that the article starts off by saying that they use every household object imaginable, from frying pans and tennis rackets to pillowcases stuffed with soda cans.
So like, it's like...
and used Microsoft
like,
ergonomic keyboards.
That Battle Royale
yeah.
thing.
That Japanese movie. That was a little deadlier.
But here's,
yeah, but I mean, they hit each other with frying pans.
But here's the... Okay, frying pans and pillowcases with soda... I assume they're full soda cans.
Yeah.
Those hurt like hell.
Yeah, that could kill someone with that.
They're just hitting people with recyclables.
No, well, you get hit with a tennis racket. It's like, it's, you know, it's like annoying.
Well, you hit it from the side, you're going to hurt someone.
Was it just restrung?
Oh.
Wow.
Then you get your face look like a waffle.
Yeah.
And then that would be
hit
bad.
By a waffle iron.
Yeah. You know, I thought I saw something about this on like Nightline or Maury Povich, where it was backyard wrestling.
Both very reputable.
And yeah, I know.
And similar.
But they showed like videotape of kids in the backyard smacking the crap out of each other. But psychologists blamed wrestling.
Well, and I guess I have a problem with people getting, you know, so deep in it that they try to explain it away as a, you know, there are these deep social issues. It's like, no, it's fun to punch people. That's all it is.
And
so
sometimes I blame evolution for giving me two arms to hit people with.
Yes. Three geeks on the internet,
WSCP. Okay, we got one more song for you today. This is the Power Chords with Bunsen Burner. Get fired up with the scope.
She had always been alone. Her hair all in a mess. She had bested all the class with her brain immersed in chess. She had overcoat and mask, a pale computer tan. She had magic in her eyes and a test tube in her hand. I had asked her to be my lab partner today in the class where I pass as a titanium John Wayne. And I swore that today I'd lay out a decree of my love to the girl on her way to MIT. Cause she turns me on, lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? Cute for a geek, kind of me, though we're all at 17. Offered me as a choice in a hush but honest voice. Turning red behind her mask, twirled nervously her flask. Answered softly negative, and I lost my will to live. Cause she turns me on, lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? And so I felt the greatest chill. Her dry eyes, cold rejection, left me feeling ill. And so I'll work all by myself and leave my dreams of her hanging on the shelf. Those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry? She lights me on, lights me up like a Bunsen burner. Awfully hot with those tongs, she's a super learner. Why would she think to ask me to help her with her chemistry?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I think that just about wraps up our Scope retrospective, where we took a look at some of our greatest hits, our classic bits, and things that made you laugh, cry, and basically write that letter to your lover, or
basically
maybe you compose a ballad.
You know, everybody who's made the first six episodes, this catching them up.
Yeah, this is it. So perhaps if you don't like what you heard here,
this is like those.
It's only going to get worse.
Where they ran out of money, so they played clips from previous episodes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's go around the room quickly. Earl, your favorite Scope moment.
Favorite Scope moment. I would have to say that was the last episode when you guys had the, I can't think of the name.
Hit the post?
Hit the post right. Contest.
Do you feel I was robbed a little bit? Truth.
No.
Okay, Jared, skill skip Earl. Go right on to you.
Hey.
I think there was some, overall, the first Nerd Degree was kind of a failure. But there were some pretty choice moments, I think, when we discovered that Al, his true geek subject was Yahtzee. That was really a fine moment. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
So you're saying the Nerd Degree might be back?
I think it might.
Similar form, but tighter, better, faster, stronger.
I think it's a solid bit that we can recycle again and again.
And, you know, there's so many funny things to pick from that I have a really, really hard time choosing one. But I think probably my favorite moment is when Earl admitted that he would have sex with Plastic Man.
Wow.
With who?
Plastic Man.
He's Plastic Man. He can look like a chick.
Still a man. Still Plastic
He's
Man.
He's still a man.
Then I get all Danny Bonaduce on him.
Okay. Danny Bonaduce.
Will you shake his foundation?
I will shake
your foundation. I will rock your world.
You'll never be the same when I'm done with you.
You'll never be the same.
There'll be nothing left but your boots.
Okay, so you can hear by the hilarity that, the show only is fantastically funny and good times for everyone. So please continue to tune in, tell all your friends.
All of them.
And continue to write in. And speaking of writing in, Jared, I know we got some viewer mail for the past 2 weeks, so could you enlighten us?
We had a couple comments. There were some speakings to the controversy of Hit the Post.
Oh, yes.
I feel there's a rematch brewing.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to try to leave some of that out just because, you know, I won.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to dredge it up.
You're only doing it because you control this part.
I don't want Shane to feel bad.
If you have the honor of the judge and give me $20, things might go a little better for you.
Okay, well, we know what it's all about.
So here we go. Comment number one from
Al. Hey, I'm Jared doing Hit the Post. Yeah.
I can do the whole comment section that way if you want.
I'd like to hear one like that.
Hey, welcome to the Scope Listener Mail. Al, the music correspondent for the Scope, he says, I thought the show was up to par. I liked how Jess's unscripted use of profanity trumped Adam's scripted use of profanity as the first, at least to my knowledge, use of FCC banned words. He says the Glib song was grade A. I'm done with the voice for now.
Okay. The Glib song was grade A.
We'll skip past some other stuff, and he ends with Shane. Your voice sounded great with the cold. I think it was sexy and hot.
And hot. Al, you'll be back. There's no question.
I was a little turned on, too, now that I think about it.
Well, I'm glad you're sitting over there, and I'm glad I'm not
He's over an arm's length away, so you're safe. Mm-hmm. The package is safe.
Next comment.
Yes, Ryan said, good show. I enjoyed the game show and the Piven hatred.
Well, he's wrong. Or he's right, and he's wrong.
I would have to say that the Piven hatred does not represent the views of the Scope.
Mm-hmm.
It was an external
Only
force.
Yes.
Scope and a hate-free show.
Next
and
comment.
And finally, John, a guest in episode 6. And a judge in the Hit the Post contest. He says, I always cross my legs. Got to keep the boys snug. Got to keep them out of trouble.
Wow. Classy.
He just wants to clarify that my votes for Hit the Post show, it was very close. Shane and Jared were only 1 point apart. They both pulled off some good improv, which is better than I could ever do. It was like trying to judge Shadow Stevens and Wolfman Jack.
Wow.
How do you even try to do something like that?
I don't know how you do that.
Well, obviously they did it, and they picked the victor, and I think it was undisputed.
Absolutely not. Okay, so you noticed that there was a little bit of trend in the email that was sent to us. Two from people that have been on the show. So everyone out there, spread the word. You know, we're going to be doing our best in the near future to start to really pushing the Scope out there into the world that is the interweb.
But, I think the key is for you to get out there and show your idiot friends how to actually do this.
Exactly.
How to listen to a podcast.
And Jared, what are some ways that people can get in touch with us?
Well, as always, you can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com, or you can visit the website at thescopeshow.com. Sorry, I forgot the article is very important.
Very.
Yes. You can subscribe to us
if that is your want, through the iTunes Music Store. And you can also vote for us on podcastalley.com. That is a internet directory of podcasts. It's probably one of the more better-known ones. If you vote for us, we show up on the big list, and then more people see us. And then eventually, we parlay this into big money, big prizes.
Exactly. And keep in mind, just because it's called a podcast doesn't mean you need any sort of pod.
No, you just preferably not.
You don't need a pod. Literally, you just put it on your computer and play it like it is a music file.
Exactly.
It's just that simple.
You can stream it. You can download the file directly. You can listen to it on an MP3 player. If we kept the shows to a reasonable length, you could even burn them to CD.
Yep.
But we don't do that. So therefore, we keep the copyright safe.
Someday you might get
them. Exactly. But I need to talk about the music, Shane.
Oh, yes. One comment about the music, Jared. It was great. I loved every song that you picked, but give us the legal mumble jumbo.
Yes, yes. Well, this week's Scope Sounds, two bands, The Hush Sound and Bubble, are both found on the PodSafe Music Network. That's music.podshow.com. And The Power Chords can be found at myspace.com/The Power Chords. Check them out.
Very nice. Thank you, Jared.
You're welcome.
So, next show, Convergence.
Yes.
It's going to be very exciting.
Should be even crazier than this.
We've got interviews.
Oh, yeah.
We've got just general wackiness.
Oh, yeah.
I think there'll be some alcohol involved. I think Earl will be there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a Klingon wedding.
Oh, yeah. The Klingon
wedding. Whatever that means.
The Klingon wedding is going to be great.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
One thing that we won't have is the sound of the washer and dryer in the back.
Yeah, don't you love that? We're in. Fantastic. We're in Scope Base Delta, and we've got washer and dryer.
That's the thing, is when the Scope is taping, life continues to move on.
Exactly.
You know, domestic tasks need to be accomplished.
So,
will we be having any talks about anything? Almighty Master Shane.
Oh, Master of Subtlety, Earl, yes, we will. One thing that will definitely be discussed next episode will be the movie Superman Returns. I know that a lot of people are talking about it. Yes, it is out now.
Oh, right.
It's in your theater
scenario. It's on the street.
It's out there. People are listening, watching.
It's sexy and hot.
Living it. And I think that will without question, be a focus of the next show. So that ought to be very exciting. I mean, it fits right into our demographic, and it fits right into what we like.
Yes.
Maybe we'll even find Superman to interview.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. So, yeah, I think a lot of good things are going to come out of the Scope show. It's Convergence. I'm very excited about it. So before we wrap this up, Jared, is there anything you want to plug? Any places you're going to be appearing in the next week?
Just next week at Convergence with the Scope crew.
Fantastic. That's Earl? It.
I will be at the Convergence as well, doing my part for the Scope and the part for the Klingon wedding. I will be getting married at the Klingon wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Very exciting.
Is that legal for me to say, or was I not supposed to say that?
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Anyways, I'll be at Convergence
next week. I also will be at Convergence next week, and I'll also be appearing at my mailbox at least three times next week as I'm getting mail.
Fantastic.
So you can see me there.
Anything good? Wow. Or just bills?
Well, we'll have to see. Hopefully something fantastic. Anyway, I want to thank Earl.
You're welcome.
I want to thank Jared. I want to thank our announcer.
About time you thank me.
Our announcer, Tony Partington. I'd like to thank my wife, who turned on the washer and dryer in the middle of our show.
Thank you.
Who's laughing, who you might be able to hear, you might not be. And I want to thank her for not supporting me and Hit the Post. And I want to thank you, our loyal listeners. So keep listening to The Scope. Keep giving me all sorts of props. And keep on keeping on.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.